Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Romans chapter 11, verses 33 through 26. The Reverend Michael Meyer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS, International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Romans chapter 11. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or has been his counselor, or who has given a gift to him that he might be repaid? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments, and how inscrutable his ways. The context of these verses tells us that Paul is not in the midst of a treatise on why bad things happen to good people, or even the law at all. Rather, he is speaking of mercy here. He's speaking of the gospel, particularly the mystery of Israel's salvation, and your participation in it. You see, his love for them and for you is deeper and broader and higher than our understanding. So great is God's love for his people that it can't be comprehended. In the sixth petition to the Lord's Prayer, we pray that we would not be led into temptation. Now, God tempts no one, but we pray in this petition that God would guard and keep us so that the devil, the world, and our sinful nature may not deceive us or mislead us into false belief, despair, and other great shame and vice. Although we are attacked by these things, we pray that we may finally overcome them and win the victory. Now, the devil has two great lies that he tells Christians in his attempt to lead astray. The first is that something is not a sin. If you can convince someone that what they're doing is good, right, and salutary when it really isn't, well, then he has them firmly in his grasp. And in this lie, the world is his greatest ally. Think a moment of the zeitgeist of the day, right, where the world in its pride seeks and violently pursues not only your permission to behave in whatever manner that they see fit, but it also seeks your support and even your joy. If you don't rejoice in their sin, well, then you will be made to rejoice in them. In the end, these are nothing more than pet sins of the flesh, which the devil peddles and the world parades. Now, the second great lie of the devil is just as prominent, and it catches us unawares. Once convicted of a particular sin, he would have you believe that it is so great and so terrible that no one else's sin is as great as yours, and worse, that because of its greatness, God could never forgive it. This is what Luther calls despair and other great shame. In other words, hopelessness and humiliation. Thus we pray, lead us not into temptation. And although we are attacked by these things, we pray that we may finally overcome them, not by reason of the mind or by strength of the flesh, but through the incomprehensible mercy and the compassion of our Lord. Grace upon grace, riches overflowing, gushing over to you, for you. So do not believe the lies of the devil, the world, or your own sinful nature. Your sins are great, yes, but our Lord's love for you is greater still. For in his wisdom and in his knowledge, he took on our frail flesh, inscrutable and unsearchable on the one hand, marvelous and wonderful on the other. Our Lord became fully human, composed of a rational soul and flesh. And still the devil would have us doubt. Still he would whisper in our ears and lead us to believe that our Lord's love has limits. And yet his love for you drove him further still. It drove him to suffer and to die for for sins that you and I committed. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You see, it is a gift that seeks no payment in return, so great that it baffles the mind and contradicts rational counsel, and yet it's true. Nevertheless, in Christ, we overcome the devil and the world and our sinful flesh, and we share in Christ's victory. Though your sins be great, Jesus is greater. For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.